This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Down all around me. look up in the sky, the clouds, they all roll by, and it never ceases at all to amaze me. It always seems so strange, people hiding from the rain, but I guess that's why they came to my street. People and their dogs walking down my street. Going on and on about nothing, while talking to a friend who's on the other end, just wishing they could spend a little less time listening. Like an ordinary thing, but it's all just what it seems. Walking down my street, everybody thinks that I need a little sympathy, but all I see is the road that takes me home. Driving lost up and down my street. The kids and all their toys tossed in the back seat, while looking up and down for a place to turn around, and wondering how they wound up here on my street. I wish someone could explain why people feel the need to complain, because it's always back to the rain. They never been down my street. It never rains on my street. It never rains on my street. Yeah, it never rains on my street.
no secret way past the trap. It's so confusing, we keep losing our way. This way, there's no instruction and no map, no secret way past the trap. It's so confusing, I keep losing my way.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
Promenade and twirl. another round. Tie me off before I leave this town. My hands ain't steady now, but I'm begging to leave. Well, I'm aching to be sitting by myself.
couple of drinks, yeah, and then I had a few more. When I finally got home, my baby changed the locks on the door. Ooh, I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the doghouse again. Mmm, yes, dear. I'm in the doghouse. Doghouse. Doghouse again. Mmm. Just can't seem to do right. Oh, I'm in the doghouse tonight. Mmm, yeah. Here's what happened. An old girlfriend called me to see how I'd been. She asked me out to lunch. I just want to see my face again. I figured what could be the harm. This ain't gonna go nowhere. My baby walked in the restaurant, saw me and her sitting there. Lord, I'm in the doghouse. Mmm, I'm in the doghouse again. Yes, I am, Lord. I'm in the doghouse.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
There's something about the way you look at me. There's something about the way we laugh. I tell myself, girl, you've been there before, but I can't shake this feeling I have. You reach out your hand, calling out from the other side, and I get closer every second to crossing. Step over the
Girl, you thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. But when you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, but not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet. So, girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way. Kicks just keep getting hotter. Oh, to you find. Don't and need all your kicks, girl. You be so mad. Just before need you help, find girl. Out it's too late, girl. You better get straight. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting hotter.
Oh,
to
you
find.
Don't
and
need
all your
kicks,
kicks,
girl.
In the light of a
like a dream, it's got me up all night again. And you're all that I can see. But I've been here before, I've crossed so many roads. Never needed more than I could hold. Running and returning in a vision, you're a ghost in black and white.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Her hair from her forehead. She said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. Am I traveling from baggage or ghosts in empty sockets? I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees your flaw. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason. Thank you.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.